With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A wildfire in Malibu, California has celebrities and other coastal residents fleeing their homes.
Evacuation orders and warnings have gone out to some 20,000 residents of Southern California as firefighters battle a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu near celebrities' seaside mansions, horse farms, and Pepperdine University. More than 8,000 homes and other structures are under threat, and some have burned. Santa Ana winds, which sweep out of the interior toward the coast, are expected to last into Wednesday. The dry gusts have reached 40 miles per hour and made for erratic fire conditions. Actor Dick Van Dyke, who turns 99 Friday, says he and his wife evacuated as the fire swept toward their home. I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at SRNNews.com, in the aftermath of Syria's government being toppled by rebels, new satellite pictures of Russian military bases in Syria show three warships and two oil tankers.
Russia has a naval base and an air base in Syria, and the Kremlin spokesman said Moscow was in contact with the new leadership to discuss their fate. He criticized Israel for bombing Syrian military installations and setting up a buffer zone along the Golan Heights in the south of the country, saying these actions risked destabilizing Syria. Bashar al-Assad's other main ally, Iran, accused Israel and the U.S. of plotting his downfall, along with an unnamed neighboring state, an apparent reference to Turkey.
That's the BBC's Barbara Plett Usher. Only about 2 in 10 Americans approve of President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter after earlier promising he'd do no such thing. That's according to a new AP NORC poll. The survey found that only a small share of Americans strongly or somewhat approve of the president's decision. The government just said inflation rose slightly last month. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple is at it again. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The organization has begun its annual practice of erecting images of the devil alongside nativity scenes set up in public places. The latest case is Concord, New Hampshire, where a goat-headed statue was unveiled outside the State House over the weekend to the chants of Hail Satan from a group of temple worshipers. Polls indicate about one-third of New Hampshire residents are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia has adopted several new laws designed to limit the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle among the nation's children, and close ally Belarus is poised to follow suit. Lawmakers there are considering legislation to ban gay propaganda. While still to be worked out in Belarus, the Russian law forbids any endorsement of LGBT activities and non-traditional sexual relations. This is SRN News. Another NFL star has been the victim of a home invasion.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow's home was broken into during Monday Night Football in the latest home invasion of a pro athlete in the U.S. Authorities said Tuesday no one was injured in the break-in, but the home was ransacked. Deputies weren't immediately able to determine what items were stolen. Both the NFL and NBA issued alerts to players following prior break-ins, urging them to take precautions. The homes of Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were broken into in October. In the NBA, Bucks forward Bobby Portis and Timberwolves guard Mike Conley also had their homes broken into. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Caitlin Clark is Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year. The former Iowa Hawkeye and current Indiana Fever guard had a historic 2024, breaking the NCAA career scoring record back in the spring and then winning WNBA Rookie of the Year. More details at SRNNews.com.